What is your final call, though? Is it broken or is it beautiful?
I think it's entirely.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason.
This is Pete.
And this is the Lost Legions podcast. And what are we here to talk to you today about, Pete?
Augury scanners. Broken or beautiful?
Ooh, I guess you rolled a 2+ on Night Fight.
Ah, the Augury scanner, the humble Augury scanner.
So, what is an Augury scanner? So let's just go back to basics.
Yeah, an Augury scanner is a piece of war gear which can be purchased on practically every unit in the game. Infantry units, for sure. And it allows you to cheat, essentially. It allows you to manipulate the game in a wonderful array of ways. So you gain the interceptor.
My Night Lord, strong agree.
You gain the interceptor special rule. You affect some Night Fight. You boost yourself in Night Fight. And yeah,
so you ignore the 24-inch limit on Night Fight.
Yeah.
And you gain, anytime an enemy is deployed on the battlefield from reserve, you can make the interceptor reaction.
And you stop enemy units from infiltrating within 18 inches of you?
Yeah. Yep, that's it. So, I mean, like, you get a bucket of stuff for most of the time, 10 points. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The only two things it doesn't do is it doesn't reduce the penalty to shooting for night fighting. So you still take -1. And it doesn't reduce the leadership minus from night fighting.
For night fighting.
So, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which night vision does get rid of those. But the Augury scanner is like ghetto night vision. Like it's not predator thermal sight. It's,
yeah.
I don't know. It's like a flashlight.
You know what it is? It's the an old war film with the submarine radar spinning around and the little U-boat popping up in the distance. That's what it is. Beep,
beep. You know what I was actually thinking? It's like way back in the day when Call of Duty Modern Warfare came out.
Pretty sure World War II was before Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Wait for the story. It's worth it. The special edition came with a ghetto pair of night vision goggles. Mm, mm. And they were terrible. Like, but they actually were night vision goggles.
Yeah.
And like, so they're toy quality night vision goggles that stuck out like a foot from your head that had like a tiny field of vision that actually could turn off all the lights and still see in the dark. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So yeah, I had
Brother a ghetto six. Pair of
night vision. I have no idea what the fuck happened to them.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like, they're probably in the garage somewhere in California. But yeah, that's what it reminds me of. They're really, really crappy night vision goggles.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Augury scanner is.
Yeah. So the question, broken or beautiful, Jay, what do you think?
So, okay. This is a tough one because I think we have to kind of bring in Night Fight here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Night Fight means you get -1 weapon skill, -1 ballistic skill to shooting. You can't shoot over 24 inches. And you also have -1 leadership. It can be very, very rough. And any army that can abuse Night Fight is got an advantage on you. However, Augury scanners make you be able to abuse Night Fight, because if your opponent doesn't have Augury scanners, they can't shoot back at you. So let's say I have 10 Lascannon Marines, Augury scanner, and you don't. My 10 Lascannon Marines can shoot your 10 Lascannon Marines, and your guys can't shoot back because they can't shoot over 24 inches.
Yeah.
So like, it becomes this weird escalation where you need Augury scanners,
yeah,
in order to compete with the people in Night Fight, which
yeah.
always happens.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, In theory, I actually really like the idea of augury scanners. In practice, I think it's just on too many units. I think too many units have access to it is the problem. And we haven't even begun to talk about the intercept thing, but what do you think, feel about this?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're completely right on the night fight section. I think it is too widely available. I almost feel like it should be a specific to a Master of Signal, and that's about it, maybe, and a Tech Marine. So, like, if you want one, you got to pay a 50-point Tech Marine
premium
and take up an elite choice. Because they are that good, because the argument, I think, for making them, for saying, oh, well, are they broken or not, is really around the Deep Strike mechanic. Because Deep Strike is off the chain good now, right? So arguably, if you have a load of assault units coming in from Deep Strike and your opponent doesn't have anything to intercept with, you should tear that person in half, realistically. Would you agree?
You mean like, yeah.
Like, if you bring in like a load of Dark Furies for Raven Guard, for example, right?
Teleport Terminus. So because of the way Night Lords work and the pinning mechanic when they land in fear, I've ripped people apart because of that, because sometimes they can't get the interceptor off.
Yeah.
So like the difference is that, like, yes, I agree, because this is the problem, because Deep Strike is now so strong that you, like, Blood Angels would be able to land everywhere and just annihilate you. So this is kind of the counter to it. So it's like this kind of rock, paper, shotgun thing we have going on.
Yeah, because it's like, well, do you let 10 Lightning Claw Terminators or 10 Thunder Hammer Terminators charge in and murder whatever they want? Or do you let 10 Las Cannon Marines intercept them and absolutely murder them before they even get there, right? So it's like, it's kind of sad because everything just either way is so harsh. Do you know what I mean? There needs to be more. Yeah. It needs to be less. I think the interceptor needs to be less severe, and Deep Strike could do with toning down a touch. I'm not sure how you tone it down, but
there are more limitations, I feel, around Deep Strike than I do around the augury scanner, because the problem with the augury scanner is it's so widely available for so cheap, and it does so many things, because it counters Night Fight, it counters Deep Strike, it counters people infiltrating deployment.
Yeah.
That, like, it's a no-brainer to take this on at least three units, maybe even, you know, your TAC Marines, just so they can prevent people from deploying near them, right? Like, but I think what it does effectively in the game is it prevents more varied lists from happening.
Yes.
What happens is people don't take Deep Strikers, people don't take, you know, infiltrators, people don't take things that are going to get shot off the board because everybody has augury scanner. So it's like this weird cycle. I think the idea of them is very sound. The practice of them is not.
It's like an escalation, isn't it? I think you're exactly right, because like, you used to see javelins, for example, always arriving in outflank.
Yeah.
In Heresy 1.0, right? And it was a good sound tactic. You bring them on, you put some cyclone shots into the side armor or rear armor of something, or a multi-melter or whatever, blah, 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 right? You don't see that anymore, really, because they're just going to get shot to shit, you know, the minute they come on. And all that then now means is, all right, you might still want to take your javelins, but you're deploying on the table, and now your focus is to see how hard you can outshoot your opponent turn one. I feel like that's where the game, and this isn't meant to be like the State of Heresy review or whatever, but a lot of the way Heresy is playing is driven by these things being an issue. Because
I think the augury scanner is a key part of this.
Oh, I think it's the main part. Yeah, yeah, 100%. That's what I'm saying, right? Like, so I think we're on the same wavelength. Like, the augury scanner is what's driving, or at least a huge contender in what is driving that. It's the augury scanner, and it's the shooting back reaction. In fact, it's just, you know, to a degree, it's the shooting reactions, right? Because if you deep strike down, even with, you know, the toughest Terminator squad that you can imagine, you know, like maybe Huskarls or something, right? Or whatever. Yeah, Huskarls with the Hammerfall Rite of War, so they got 5+ shroud and they come in as well. You can intercept, and then whatever they want to charge, you can then also shoot them on Overwatch as they charge in. So you get 2 rounds of shooting at them, and then that Huskar squad might just fail their charge distance roll, right? It's a whole list of things that can happen.
Also, I think the problem is that, like, your Death Guard have 4 heavy support squads, and they all have augury scanners.
Yeah.
So these Huskarls go down. Every single one of those squads gets to shoot them for intercept.
Yeah.
Like, there is no cap on the intercept reaction with this thing.
Yeah.
And I think this is where the problem is. And again, I see where the intent is with this, right? Because deep strike is much more fun. It's much more exciting. It's much more dynamic. You could charge out of it. It's it's great. It's cool. It's fun now, right? But at the same time, these cheap augury scanners on everything kind of just ruin all of the flexibility, and people don't love it. Like, it is. And the only time you see deep strike less now are Night Lords, or like all, like, you know, Day of Revelation, Blood Angels or something, where you're just overwhelmed with it, right? Like, the Night Lords can kind of get around it,
yeah,
because of the pinning mechanic, and the Blood Angels could just bring down a bunch of like really strong drop units, including Dreadnoughts. So, like, you know, but it's only these extreme cases. But I think what you're saying is so true, like what you said a few minutes ago, was that, like, you don't see like javelins drop in. You don't see like one assault squad drop in anymore, right? Like, because they just get murdered for free. And that's the problem.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, it's definitely an issue. It's almost like the standard augury scanner needs to be like, you hit on 6s with it or something, right? Like, you can only make snap fire shots with a standard augury scanner or an interceptor. And then perhaps like a Master of Signal one or a Tech Marine one is an upgraded one. And then it lets you hit on 4 ballistic skills. Like meet it halfway or something. That would be cool. I'd like to see that. Because every single one of your units that can take one should take one. There's no, why would you not? It's better than, if you're worried about the points, remove one Marine from each of those units and take it instead, because it's going to outperform that extra Marine's worth. If you get to intercept outperforming.
Well, here's the other thing. It also helps you with night fight.
Exactly.
It's like, not only does it do all these interceptor things that we just talked about, it also lets you shoot over 24 inches.
And so stops infiltrators, like, as we said as well, right?
Exactly. So it's like this Swiss Army thing.
Yeah.
Just a Swiss Army, like, communicator. It just does everything.
Yeah,
and exactly, like, it's available so cheaply on everybody. So, I mean, like, do I say it's broken? Yes. But I have a caveat. I think without it, Deep Strike is broken. So I think that, like, it's kind of at this weird place where you have two kind of broken rules that sort of like bash each other. But what kind of happens now is, because it's so broken, people don't take Deep Strikers. And then probably not everyone takes as many augury scanners as you'd think, because not as many people take deep strikers. And that's what I think happens.
Yeah, it's a similar argument with 1.0 with the Melter and Armored Ceramite.
Armored Ceramite, yeah, right. I was thinking that too.
It's kind of similar, right? So, like, you know, everyone's got Armored Ceramite, so I'm not going to bother taking Melters. And then nobody's being shot at by Melters, so no one's running Armored Ceramite. And then you keep doing this flip. But that's a much more situational flip.
Yeah, 100%.
And reactions are now a thing, right? That's the other thing, is you're just shooting more of the time with these units anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that range limitation they used to have in the old one, but 24 inches is quite far, really. Like, if you're deep striking in, you probably want to be able to assault So why would you not deep strike within 24? So I don't think that would solve it. I think making them snap fire or something. It's just a bit crazy.
What is your final call, though? Is it broken or is it beautiful?
I think it's entirely broken. Not in the slightest bit beautiful. But it's a must. It's if you're not running them, I hate to say it, if you're not running them in a game, you really are at a disadvantage because you probably got space for five in a list on average. I'm going to assume like three infantry troops.
If you take recon guys, like turn one, if it's knife fight, they can't shoot over 24 inches and they have 72 range sniper rifles. So like,
yeah,
you better take them, right? Or have prey sight if you're a night lord.
Well, this is the other thing, because night fight is just, if you play semi-competitive games, you will be playing night fight pretty much every time because one player will want to lean into it heavily. It's very rare that I've had it where a player doesn't want to roll for it because they take a look at your list.
I was going to say most often it's because everyone forgot and you're halfway through turn one. And that's why.
I don't like it. So I'm like very like, well, are we doing this or not? And it changes the game immensely. So I think it's a triple. It's a triple whammy. And it's this night fighting. And we've done, only a few weeks ago, broken or beautiful night fighting. So I don't want to keep banging on about that one.
But you should go check that video out too and leave us comments on how you feel about night fighting.
Yeah, but that deep strike and augury scanner all mixed in is just a big old clusterfuck for lack of a better expression. I don't like it. Sorry, guys.
That is the perfect thing to end on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything additional to add to your fuster cluck of augury scanner?
No more fuster clucks were given. No, that's it.
Well, that's it. The verdict is broken. Can we have the graphic come down?
Yeah, just those are rocks. Yeah, or something. The rocks. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I was more thinking red letters.
But it's denied. Fun.
We'll talk to the graphics department. We'll see if they're on strike or not this week. And if they aren't, maybe they'll do some graphics. If they are, tough luck. You'll just have to use your imagination like Pete and I right now. But have a good one, guys. We'll see you on the next video.
Ciao.